Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one tonight. We want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. We just want to say welcome on tonight. Thank you. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Glory be to God. It's just another day that the Lord has kept us, and we are certainly glad. We're grateful for all that the Lord has done. Truly, we can say that the Lord has done us well, and we're so grateful today. We pray that you had an awesome time in the Lord on today in your several places of worship. We pray that the Lord move mightily by his spirit, by his anointing, and that you experience the glory of the Lord. And here we are. Here we are again assembled in this place under this open heaven. We thank God tonight for you. We thank God for each
The recording has started.
We thank God for you for joining us on tonight. To our international listeners, we just bless the Lord for you. We thank God for you. Truly, the Lord has done us well. We're here. We're listening. We're assembled in this place, and we're so grateful to the Lord for life, health, and strength. So wherever you're listening from, we give God thanks and we give God praise for you. We thank God for the mind to bring us together here again at this another opportunity to give him great, to give him praise, another opportunity, glory be to God, to just worship and adore him, another opportunity to let him know just how much we appreciate him, just how much we love him. So we give God thanks, we give God praise, whether you're listening internationally or whether you're listening from the isles of the sea, whether you're listening from the Middle East, from the West, the North, the South, wherever you're listening from, we just thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And listen, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone. Invite a couple of people to come and be with us on tonight. We are aware that there are certainly are more people that are joining us via Facebook, as well those that are joining via the web. However you're joining, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come and listen in with you. Come and be a participant. Come and hear what the Lord has to say for you, what the Lord has to say to you. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So we thank him tonight. We thank him. Glory to God. Just want to let you know that this is a recorded line, and we bless the Lord that he's enabled us to be able to capture so much good word that has been coming across these airwaves to the people of God. And we thank the Lord that he's enabled us to be able to capture this word. And we capture it, and at any given time, as the Lord would deem, we're able to replay, to rebroadcast these messages because we have people that are coming from all over. But one thing is for sure, we don't know who's on the line, but you rest assured God knows. And he knows who he wants to speak to and more specifically what he wants to say. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. Again, ask you to go ahead and invite someone. But listen, the person that you're inviting could be very well the person that this word is for. In addition to we ourselves, we just know that God can speak, and we know that one word from the Lord can change our lives forever. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank him. Glory to God for, again, all of you. Just want to thank God for all of our leaders. I thank God for my leaders on tonight. Thanking him on tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Thanking God for him and thanking God for mother, our founding mother, Mother Carrie James. Thank God for her and the first family. Thanking the Lord tonight for senior apostle Huggins on tonight. We bless God for him out of Trinidad, for Lady Huggins and their Our Life Ministries. We bless the Lord for them on tonight. We thank God on tonight for Bishop K. A. Tina out of Gainesville, Florida. Thanking him for, he's our presiding bishop. Thanking God for him. Thanking God for Lady Tina. Thanking the Lord on tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr., out of Albany, Georgia, for Shepherd Mother Taylor. Just thanking the Lord for them on tonight. Thanking God for the PNN advisors. Thanking them on tonight for our prayer warriors. We bless the Lord on tonight for each and every one of you. We thank God for you. Thank you for always coming out, for being with us, for helping us to get this word out to the nations. Somebody somewhere is being blessed. Can you believe that tonight? Somebody somewhere is being blessed by this PNN. And people of God, it's all of the Lord's doing, and truly is marvelous in our eyes. So we keep it moving. We're keeping it going. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God that the Lord will continue to have his way. We thank God for all of our leaders that come to sit in on the line, that come to lift us in prayer. We just bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for each and every one of them on tonight. God bless you, man of God. God bless you, woman of God. We do appreciate you. Thank you for keeping us in your prayers. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we want to go ahead and get prepared for our word on tonight. We thank God on this night we are broadcasting live. We're broadcasting live on tonight. Amen. So let someone know. Let someone know we're broadcasting live on tonight. We are broadcasting live on tonight. So if you have prayer requests, if you have petitions, glory to God, because we are broadcasting live, you can certainly come over at the time of prayer. Come over, make your request known. Glory to God, because we want to pray, we want to touch and agree with you. So we bless God tonight. We thank him again. Hallelujah. We bless him again and again. We know that you've been in services already, but we thank you for turning your attention in this hour to the PNN. Glory to God. We're not going to hold you long on tonight. We are cognizant of the time. We're cognizant that you're preparing for work on tomorrow. But we just want to thank you for coming to join us. We thank you, thank you, thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, if you would, we want to ask you, turn your heart turn your minds towards the Lord on tonight. Turn your hearts, turn your minds towards the Lord on tonight, and let us go into prayer on tonight. Hallelujah. Just a little song of worship on tonight. Glory to God that just dropped in my spirit. Just a little portion of it. Glory to God. The song says, we worship Christ, our Lord. We Christ, our Lord, we lift our hearts to him. Today we worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We worship Christ, our Lord. We lift our hands to him. Today we worship Christ. We worship Christ. We worship. Of Christ, our Lord. Everybody say yes. 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 Oh. Yes, hallelujah, yes, Yes, yeah, glory to God. Oh, 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 yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let us worship him on tonight. Glory to God. Let us worship him. Let us adore him on tonight. For the Lord is good. The Lord is great. And he's greatly to be praised on tonight. And we come tonight to bless his name. We come tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, just to honor him for who he is. We come on tonight. We come assemble in this place, glory to God. We come on tonight for another touch. We come on tonight for another word. We come on tonight, glory be to God, hallelujah, before the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy on tonight. We come on tonight, hallelujah, lifting up holy hands, lifting up our hearts unto him on tonight, lifting up, glory be to God, hallelujah, glory to God, lifting up our hearts unto him on tonight, that he might, glory to God, that he might have mercy upon us on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we come tonight, we bless you, we glorify you on tonight, we're thanking you for one more time, we're thanking you, glory to God, that you've given us another time, another opportunity to come into your presence, glory be to God, and we're asking you on tonight, we're asking you to look upon us, Father, look upon each and every one of us. Look upon each and every home rested in, oh God, in this place on tonight. Look upon our families. Look upon our nations. Glory to God. Everything that concerns us, we're asking you to look upon us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you on this night, oh glory to God. Father, we're asking that you will forgive us now. We're asking that you will forgive us, oh God, of sin on tonight. Forgive us of iniquity on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would cleanse us. We're asking that you would purify us in the precious name of Jesus. Father, that our worship before you, glory to God, that it not stand as filthy rags on tonight. Father, but that you would receive our worship, that you would receive our praise in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would sanctify us tonight. Sanctify us through and through tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you would touch us tonight. We're asking that you would touch us, glory to God, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We're asking that you would touch us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, one touch from you, glory to God, you're able to heal. One touch from you, oh God, you're able to deliver. One touch from you, oh God, you're able to set us free, oh God, from every infirmity. One touch from you, glory to God, you're able to turn around our situations. You're able to turn around our circumstances. Father, one touch from you, oh God, make every crooked place straight. One touch from you, oh glory be to God. Father, just one touch. Father, just one touch. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, one touch from you, oh God, set our course in right and righteousness. And we give you thanks, we give you praise on tonight, Father, for whatever, oh glory to God, whatever we need, oh God, is in the touch on tonight. Whatever we desire, oh God, is in the touch on tonight. And we're asking that you would have your way. Have your way on this night. In the name of Jesus, Father, thy kingdom come, that will be done on tonight. Thy kingdom come, that will be done on tonight. Oh God, in the earth as it is in heaven, Father, let it be done. Let it be done. Cause there to be a mirroring, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, your perfect will, your divine will. Cause it to overshadow. Cause it to swallow up, oh God. Oh God, the plan and the hand of the enemy. Cause it to swallow up, oh God, every wayward way. Your will, your desire, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, cause that to be lifting tonight. Cause that to be lifting tonight. Oh God, lift the heavy hearts on the night. Oh God, touch tonight. Oh God, touch the grieving hearts on the night. In the precious name, oh God. Oh God, those that have lost lives. Oh God, those, oh glory to God. Much lost, oh God, even in the storm. Father, but we know that you are
You're able to restore substance in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would look upon them. Look upon your people tonight. Father, we're asking that you would have mercy. Have mercy tonight. Oh, God, have mercy tonight as only you can. Mercy, oh, glory to God. Mercy, oh, Bobo Sunday. Yes, God, have mercy tonight. Oh, God, over the land, over the land, over the land tonight. Glory to God. We're asking that you would have mercy tonight. We're asking that you would touch tonight. Touch in the hospital tonight. Touch in the nursing home on tonight. Touch in the prisons on tonight. Oh, God, those that are bound, Father, set free tonight, hey, glory to God, for you are the battle axe. Oh, God, you're able, oh, God, whatever the situation, you're able to break, you're able to set free, you're able, hey, Shatabo, Hayalabanamata. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Cause on tonight. Oh, God, cause a spirit of liberty. Oh, God, to be over this line tonight. A spirit of freedom on tonight. Your precious anointing. Oh, God, on this line tonight. Over this people tonight. In thy precious name, oh, God. We're asking that you move upon your messenger now. Father, we're asking that you move upon her in great measure tonight. Father, we're taking you by the word, oh God, stir and breathe, oh God, upon the word, oh God, that you prepare for your people tonight, cause it to go out tonight, cause it to have recourse tonight, oh glory to God, and touch it. Oh, God, touch the shatabosa. Oh, God, cause your word, oh, God, not to return unto you, Lord. Oh, God, but all that you said it to, oh, God, in the lives of your people, all that you said it to, in the hearing of your people, all that to, in the precious name, oh, glory to God. Father, we're thanking you tonight, and we're thanking you tonight. You know, Father, we bind the hand of the enemy. We bind the hand of the enemy, Losha. Yeah, God, we bind the hand of the enemy. Oh, God, his work, his plans on tonight. Oh, Koshanarabahaya. Oh, God, his plot on tonight. We apply the blood and we cancel it tonight. We cancel tonight every plan and every plot of the enemy. We cancel it tonight. Hey, oh, God, the Emoshe, in the name of Jesus, we apply your blood. We apply the blood. We apply the blood on tonight. Hey, glory to God. And we say tonight, oh, God, thy kingdom come. Oh, God, thy will be done. Erect on tonight. Oh, God, correct on tonight. Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We glorify you now. We bless your precious name on tonight. Father, do what you will in the midst of us. Do what you mean. Do what you will in the midst of your people. Yeah, God, and for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory for what you've already done. We're thanking you, oh, God, for the Hayanadamasa. Thank you for the manifestation. Thank you for the manifestation tonight. Manifestation of your plan. Manifestation of your glory. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we count it all done even now. Father, now we're asking you, oh God, to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover and we shall be covered. Hide and we shall be hid. Father, we're thanking you now, oh God, for looking upon the heart, looking upon the altar of your people on tonight, looking upon every heart now. Hey, oh God, Father, for there's nothing hidden, oh God, that's not revealed by your eye. And we're thanking you tonight for redemption. Thanking you for redeeming. Thanking you on tonight for revealing. Father, we glorify, we honor you tonight. We're asking that you again, hide us, cover us, God, we do pray. Shield us from the hand and the plan of the enemy. And Satan, we say the blood of Jesus is against you now. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus is against you now. And Father, we thank you for victory, for you have declared unto us, O God, that no weapon formed shall be prosper. And Father, we thank you. We stand on your word. For this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory for these things on tonight. In every heart tonight, say amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. On tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. We bless him. We thank him. Hallelujah. For what he's about to do, which has already been established in the earth, in the heavens. Amen. Glory to God. And it shall be established in the earth. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we're going to have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Hollins. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you tonight.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer wards, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 12th chapter of Romans, the 1st to the 9th verse. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teaches on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. I have read in your hearing the 12th chapter of Romans, the 1st through the 9th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen. Sister Mary, God bless you, people of God. Amen. We have heard the word. Glory to God. Amen. Let us adhere. Glory be to God to every word. Glory to God that proceeded out of the mouth of God. It's good for us, people of God. Hallelujah. And we bless the Lord on tonight. We thank him again for bringing us to this place, to this time. Glory be to God. Amen. It's a precious thing to go into the presence of the Lord. And we just bless God on tonight. Amen. We have a woman of God. We can truly say that she is no stranger to the Prayer News Network Global. But we thank God for her. Thank her for availing herself in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. And this woman of God is coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. We thank God for her. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord has her on assignment. And we thank God that he has included in her assignment this Prayer News Network Global. So we bless God on tonight. She's coming to us on tonight out of Banks, Alabama. Glory to God. By way of Jerusalem Temple EPC. People of God, we want you tonight to receive the woman of God, God's messenger, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Blessings, blessings. Bless the Lord tonight. He's worthy. Praise. There is none like him. Bless his name. I don't take this occasion or this opportunity lightly. Bless his name. I counted myself not even worthy to be here, but God saw fit to bring me here. And tonight I want to take this opportunity to praise him, to magnify, glory to God, to bless him, to lift him up, to worship, to adore him, because he's worthy tonight of all the glory. He's worthy tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, of all the praise. He's worthy, hallelujah, God, of all, oh my God, he's worthy tonight. David said, if he had a thousand tongues, but if I had a million, trillion tongues, if I had a trillion tongues, innumerable tongues, I will not be able, we will not be able to give God the praise and the glory that he deserves and that he's worthy of on tonight. And so I bless him for this opportunity. Protocol has already been established, but I just want to acknowledge my pastor, who's the co-pastor of Jerusalem Campground. Bless his name. And all of you advisors and prayer warriors and Evangelist Bradley, the woman of God that God has given this vision to, and you from every country, every city, every state, every island, wherever you're from tonight, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus, who is our soon coming King. And I will continue where I left off, because I did not get to finish on last week, because God is speaking to ladies, not only ladies, but to the body of Christ in general. But he impressed upon my heart concerning women and what he's called us to do. But before I get into that, let me just pray. Father, I give you thanks and I give you praise. I give you glory. I honor you tonight. Hallelujah. Go Shamando Rabahosa. I magnify you tonight. I lift you up, God. I thank you, God, for releasing your presence over this line tonight. In the name of Jesus, for releasing angels, oh God, with flaming swords of fire that will cover this line tonight, that will protect each house represented, each individual. I cover everyone with the blood of Jesus that is listening. I cover this line with the blood of Jesus. I declare, God, that every force, every plan, every plot, every assignment by any witch, any warlock, any high priest or priestess that is being released, hallelujah, to give any interruption, any, oh God, negative interruption and influence, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, decrease me and you increase, God. You speak tonight what we need to hear in the name of Jesus. Let your word, God, bring comfort. Let your word bring changes. Let your word elevate and exhort and glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, hallelujah, God, as I back on the side, that you may come to the forefront, hallelujah, God, that the Spirit would speak, and that, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, glory, Jesus, yes, Lord, and we would hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church for this hour in Jesus' name. And we know that last week, God was dealing with calling for travailing women that are willing to mourn, crying out to the Lord. And he said, with the power of positive influence to lead and to change a generation. And God had spoken and tell us it's time for the daughters of Zion to arise, to wake up. Women of excellence to come up higher. Many have lost their fire. And this is the Lord spoke to me when he gave me this word. Said many of us as women have lost our fire, our zeal, our passion to praise God the way he deserves. Lost it. Many of us, if you look at the body of Christ, when worship is going on, many have lost their zeal for worship. Many have lost their zeal to study the word of God or even to pick up the Bible to read. Many have lost their passion and their zeal for prayer, the way they used to pray and the way they desire to pray. Many have lost their passion and zeal for the things of God in general, even for coming to service, even the fellowship with one another. Sometimes we go through trials and that would wear us down, and then we have different demonic forces that have been, hallelujah, yes, God, I hear you, that have intensified like never before. And so we are dealing with a lot of forces, people of God, tonight that has been released in this last hour. Glory be to God. God said evil is going to get worse and worse, and the love of many is going to get colder. But God said that he's looking for women, and not only women, but whosoever will make themselves available that will have a passion like Jesus did. Why? To do the will of the Father, to build his kingdom. Jesus had a passion to die for us. And so God is saying tonight that he needs someone with a passion to die for him. He said we should lay down our lives for the gospel. We should lay down our lives for each other. So he's looking for someone with a passion, hallelujah, that don't mind dying, not only to the things of the flesh, but God may be asking you to literally lay down your life for somebody else. We don't know how God is going to lead you. You have people that will say, let me take the place of that person if they know that person is going to die. Bless his name. And it says, we need to die to the fleshly carnal nature, die to self, so we can please him, so that he can be seen and heard through us. And so when we think about that and God saying to us that he wants women with positive influence, and we started to go over some of the women that had positive influence on last week, and I couldn't finish it because it was too much to say, bless his name, and we had problems with the line, but tonight I'll go as far as the Holy Ghost would lead me, and like she said, we wouldn't be too long, so I'll try not to be too long, but one of the women that we talk about was Deborah. She was a woman of, hallelujah, God, of positive influence. And her story comes from the book of Judges chapter 4. And I'll start reading from the second verse. And it says, "And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Haroseth, of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lippadot, she judged Israel at that time, and she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. Verse 6 says, and she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, had not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun. And I will draw unto thee to the river Kishon, Sisera, and the captain of Jabin's army with the chariot and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hands. And Barak said unto her, if thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go on with me, I will not go. Hallelujah. And last week we talked about him not wanting to move out unless this woman of God was with him, because she had a power of influence. She made a statement. She made a change in Israel. And so she came to him as a prophetess and was giving him a word from the Lord. And when she gave him the word, he said, I will go only if you will go with me. And so God had her in place for this man who was the captain of an army. Glory be to God of Israel that God sent, because Israel are being depressed and oppressed by its enemy. Verse 9 said, and she said, I will surely go with thee, notwithstanding the journey that thou takest shall not be for thine honor. For the Lord shall sell Sisera into the hands of a woman. And Deborah arose and went with Barak. And so she's saying to Barak, don't you take the honor, for God shall sell. It's God who is doing what he's going to do. It's God that is going to give you the victory. So don't boast about yourself and don't get beside yourself. Give God the honor. And the Bible says she arose and she went with this captain of this army. And Barak called, in verse 10, Barak called Zebulun and Naphtali to Kadesh, and he went up with 10,000 men at his feet. And Deborah went up with him. And Deborah said unto Barak, up, for this is the day in which the Lord had delivered Sisera into thine hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? So Barak went, bless his name, down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 men after him. And the Lord discomfited Sisera and all his chariots and all his host with the edge of the sword before Barak, so that Sisera lighted down off his chariot and fled on his feet. And so here we see tonight, and I want to just speak clear so you can hear how much influence, because there are women in the Bible, and I might not get to reach it tonight, but they have negative influence. But these women, God is saying tonight, they had a positive influence, and this is what he's looking for. This is what he's searching for. This is what he's longing after. Another woman God brought to me is Jezebel. which is we will read it in the book of Exodus chapter 2, starting from verse 1. And there went a man of the house of Levi and took a wife, a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived, verse 2, and bare a son, and when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. Bless his name tonight. And when she could no longer hide him, bless the name of Jesus, when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and dabbed it with slime and pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river bank. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent for her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children. Bless the name of Jesus tonight." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. Bless his name. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the woman took the child and nursed it, and the child grew, and he was brought up unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses, and she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." This is another woman, glory be to God, who was Pharaoh's daughter, who was an enemy to Israel, that should have destroyed Moses, that should have gotten rid of Moses, because she knew who he was. But the favor of God was on Moses, and this woman made herself available, even though her daddy was the arch enemy of Israel. And so what God is saying tonight, you may have enemies, but God will give you favor. Bless his name if you make yourself available. Not only was Moses' mother involved, but Moses' sister was involved. Bless his name. And so God said, "I'm looking for available vessels that will make a difference." So Jochebed and her daughter made a difference to the point that Moses was chosen to go back to Israel to set the captive free, to set Israel free. God is looking for women to call them out, to draw them out, to go and set the captive free, to go in the hedges, in the highways, and set some troubled soul free, to set someone that is bound free. Glory be to God tonight. If we look at Rahab, she who offered shelter to 2 spies, saving a family from the invaders who destroyed all others in her city. Ultimately, she committed herself to Yahweh, who is Jesus Christ, the God of Israel. And her story is found in Joshua chapter 2, 1 through 16. And it reads, "And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim 2 men to spy secretly, saying, 'Go and view the land, even Jericho.' And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there." And if we look at the word of God, she was a prostitute. Glory be to God. She had no name. Hallelujah. She wasn't even counted among society. But God sent Joshua, who was a man of God, in the harlot's house for protection. It shows that God would use anyone, glory be to Hanabo Koshanda tonight, glory be to God, that would make themselves available. Verse 2 said, "And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, 'Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country.' And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, 'Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country.' And the woman took the 2 men and hid them," bless the name of Jesus tonight, "and said thus, 'There came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were.'"
She said, they came to me, but I don't know where they are. I don't know where they went to. Verse 5 said, and it came to pass about the time of shutting up the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I was not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. She's sending them on a false mission. She decided to hide these men of God, and when they came to confront her, she sent them on another direction. Verse 6 said, for she had brought them up to her roof of her house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon her roof. And the men pursued after them the way of Jordan into the fort. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up upon the roof, and she said unto them, I know that the Lord had given you the land, and that your terror is falling upon us, or fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. And so what she's saying, we have a fear of you. God gave Israel favor that wherever they went, they overtake their enemies, they destroy their enemies. And so she heard about the reputation of Israel, and so she was willing, hallelujah, to put her life on the line to support Israel. So she was a woman of positive influence, even though her reputation was that of an harlot. Now that sounds mixed up to me, how a woman that is prostituting herself could be a positive influence, because God used her to be a blessing in the life of his people. Verse 10 said, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you. She's testifying about what the Lord did for them when ye came out of Egypt, and what she did unto two kings of Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you, for the Lord your God, he is in heaven above and in the earth beneath. And so what she's saying, when we heard about how God moved for you and opened the Red Sea for you, and when you came over, my God, over the Red Sea, we heard what you did to two nations. We heard how you caused massive destruction. And so the news about Israel was spread abroad to everyone. Hallelujah. And so she said, we are afraid of you. We heard, and so our hearts melt. That means their heart became so fearful that Israel was so magnificent and so great in that hour, that they know that the Lord was on their side, because she said, for the Lord your God, he is in heaven above and beneath. So she acknowledged their God. She was a heathen. She didn't know about God, but she heard about God, and so she acknowledged God in the life of these two men concerning Israel. Now, therefore, verse 12 said, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also shew kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token. And verse 13, and that ye shall save alive my father and my mother and my, hallelujah tonight, glory to God, and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. Glory be to God. You see what she did? She did them a favor. Glory be to God. And she knew that something was about to happen. And so she did not only look out for herself. She said, remember my father and my mother. Remember my sisters and my brother. Glory be to God. When you come to take over this land, God is saying tonight, glory to God. When God do something for you, remember somebody else, women. Remember somebody else that would need to be delivered. Remember somebody else that would need to be set free. Don't just look out for you, glory be to God. But God saying tonight, remember somebody else. And verse 14 says, and the man answered her, a life for yours. if ye utter not this business, and it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. So they're saying to her, if you don't tell anybody about our business, if you don't expose that we are here, if you don't expose the way we went, now when we come to take this land, we will remember you and your family. Verse 15 says, then she led them down by a cord through the window, for her house was on the top, was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, get ye up to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterwards ye may go your way. And so this woman was of such a great influence to these men of God. God used her for their escape route. She had an escape route for them. Bless his name. And so when we see this, God will use anyone. He used the donkey to talk to Balaam, and he was going to curse Israel. And the donkey refused to obey this man. And he slapped that donkey and beat that donkey 3 times. And the donkey began to speak, why are you hitting me? You hit me these 3 times, and I have not done anything wrong. I serve you. Why are you beating me? And then God opened the eyes of this man who was going to curse Israel. Bless his name. And once he saw the angel, hallelujah, the donkey pressed his foot against the wall, hallelujah, and he had to go back. And so God is saying tonight, he needs some women that would be so positive that would hear him. Hallelujah. And we tend to think that God could only speak to somebody who was saved, somebody who was prophesied, somebody, but you have some people that has the gift that will hear God, even though they're not where they should be. But God will still use them to save a life. We are looking at Abigail, our next woman of great influence. She worked creatively to circumvent her husband's foolishness. And in so doing, she saved the family and servants from certain death, putting herself into a position of great influence. Bless his name. And you'll find a story in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 25. And verse 3 says, now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife was Abigail. And she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance, but the man was churlish and evil in his doing, and he was of the house of Caleb. And so Abigail was of great influence. She was beautiful and she had good understanding, but her husband was evil. How many know that you can be a good woman and you could be of great influence, but you have problems with your husband? He, hallelujah, may have a negative attitude. He may be doing some negative stuff. But verse 14 says, but one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master. And he railed on them, but the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt. Neither missed we anything as long as we were conversant with them. And we were in the field. They were a wall unto us, both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know and consider what thou wilt do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household, for he is such the son of Belial that a man cannot speak to him. And so what is being said here is the servants of this husband is telling Abigail that David and his men protected them while they were out in the fields keeping their sheep, that the enemy came up against them. Bless his name. And so they're telling Abigail, go and talk to your husband to let him know that David protected us because he was an enemy to David. And when you look at the word Belial, it means worthless. It means good for nothing. It means unprofitable, based and debased. And so this is what they were telling her. He was operating under Belial. That's what her husband was operating under. It means wicked. It means ruin. It means destruction. Bless his name. And verse 18 says, then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves. Now listen to the wisdom of this woman tonight, women of God. Then Abigail made haste. She hurried up and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine and 5 sheep, ready and dressed it, and 5 measure of parched corn and 100 cluster of raisins and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on an ass. And she said unto her servants, go on before me. Behold, I come after you. But she told not her husband Nabal. Now, she used wisdom to go to David behind her husband's back to make amends for what her husband was about to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so she fed them. She packed up everything that she think that would pacify them and that would cause the two of them to become friends. Verse 20 says, and it was so as she rode on the ass that she came down by the covert of the hill. And behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. Now, verse 21 says, now David had said, surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow had in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him, and he had requited me for evil. So David is saying tonight, bless the name of Jesus, when Nabal's sheep and men were in the wilderness, I protected him. I didn't do him any wrong. And now he is coming against me to kill me, and he said he required him evil. He's doing him evil for the good that he did. And so verse 22 says, and so and more also do God unto the enemies of David, if I leave all that pertains to him by the morning light and that pisteth against the wall. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off her ass and fell before David's face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, upon me, my Lord, upon me let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience and hear the words of thine handmaid. And so what she's telling David, I know my husband messed up. I know he's not good to you. I know he is wicked. But he said, whatever my husband did, I'm going to take the blame for it. Let me bear what he did. Yes, and that's what you call a virtuous woman who is willing to stand by her husband as wicked as he is. She's willing to take the blame as wicked as he was. She was willing to cover, hallelujah, his wickedness, bless his name. And so David is saying, I don't care about what Nabal do. There's nobody's going to remain alive when I finish with him. Hallelujah. His family's going to die. Everything around him is going to perish. And so this woman, who is a virtuous woman of great influence, she came to David, get down off her donkey and kneel down in the dirt, hallelujah, before David on her face. And me and Jesus, how much of us would be willing to get that low? That show a sign of humility. She was a humble woman, bless his name. She was a woman that had a fear of what was going to happen. Maybe she had children back home. Maybe she had her parents. Who knows what she had, and she was trying to protect. And so God is saying, I need some women with this kind of influence that will step in the forefront and said, let me take the blame. Let me be the intercessor. Let me stand in the gap. Let me turn things around, not only for my house, for maybe the neighbor, maybe for the church. Glory be to God. Maybe for ministry. And verse 25 said, let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial. She knew. She said, David, don't mind my husband. I know he's of Belial. I know he's wicked. Even Nabal. For as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of the Lord whom thou didst send. She didn't see nobody he sent. She decided to come before they reached to where she was. She decided to go ahead. And the word Nabal means fool. That's the name, the meaning of his name. He was a fool. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so we need to be careful what our name represents. We need to be careful what we name in our children, because his name represents a fool. Bless his name. Hallelujah tonight. And verse 26 says, Now, therefore, my Lord, this is Abigail talking, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord had withholden thee from coming to shed blood and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thine enemies and they that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal. So what she's saying, don't shed no blood, because David had blood in his eyes. He came to slaughter everything that belonged to Nabal. And so she pleaded with him, said, don't dirty your hands with blood. Don't kill your enemies. He said, and they that seek the Lord to be as Nabal. So what she's saying, don't be like my husband, because he is evil. And verse 27 says, and now this blessing which thine handmaiden has brought unto my Lord, let it even be given unto the young men that follow my Lord. And so she's saying tonight, the gift and the food that I bring to you, take it. Use it to pacify what you feel. 28 says, pray thee, forgive the trespasses of thine handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fighted the battle of the Lord, and evil had not been found in thee all thy days. And so she is telling David, you are a good man. There is no evil in you. What you're doing now, you're fighting for God. You're fighting for Israel. And verse 29 says, yet a man is risen to pursue thee and to seek thy soul, but the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God, and the soul of thine enemies, them shall be slinged out as of the middle of a sling. Bless his name. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord have done to my Lord according to all the good that he had spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel, that this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense of thine heart unto my Lord the king. And David said to Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which send thee to me this day. And blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, which has kept me this day from coming to shed blood, and from avenging myself with my own hands. For in the very deed, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, which had kept me back from hurting thee, except thou hast hasted and come to meet me. Surely there had not been left unto Nabal by the morning light anything that pisseth against the wall. So David received of her hands that which he had bought, which she had bought him, and said unto her, go up in peace unto thine house. See, I have hearkened unto thy voice and have accepted thy person. And Abigail came to Nabal, her husband, and said, behold, he held the feast in thy house like the feast of a king. And so Nabal here is having a feast while Abigail is out there trying to make amends. Abigail is out there making an influence while her husband is at home having a feast. And the Bible says, making merry, that's verse 36, within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore, she told him nothing less or more until the morning. So she waited until the morning, verse 37 says, to tell him what was going on. And so as we read about her story, we see a woman of positive influence. We see a woman that was willing to take a risk to go out there and make a difference. We have Hilda, another wife who was of positive influence. Bless his name, and her story is found. Bless the name if you could read it, because I don't want to go through all of this tonight by reading each one, but her story is found in 2 Kings chapter 22 from 9 to 20. Bless the name of the living God tonight. And so as we listen to this, God is saying tonight, this same kind of influence is evident today among women all over the world who use their gifts and talent to lead movements, rare families. God said we have the same kind of influence that they had back then to nurture the body of Christ. Women have a real ability, glory be to God tonight, to impact society in their homes and in their professional lives by practicing the same attitude of these women whose testimonies are found in the scriptures. The question is tonight, what kind of attitude are we displaying as women of excellence? Our attitude determines our altitude. Where will we end up in life? Glory be to God. And so God is saying tonight, I'm looking at your attitude. Look at these women's attitude toward what God had them to do. And God elevated them, and God changed their stories. The issue is not whether women have influence tonight, people of God, but whether they will choose to use the influence for evil or for good. What are we, hallelujah, tonight, using our influence for? To extend the kingdom of God on the earth or to attempt to destroy the kingdom of God on this earth? What are we using our influence for tonight?
Praise God. Praise God. I believe we lost our speaker. People of God, just hold on just a minute. Let's see if we can get her back on the line.
Hello?
You there, Prophetess? Prophetess?
Blessed Lord Jesus. I humbly apologize for that. I had a little incident just now. But God is asking us a question tonight. What type of influence are we making in this hour? Are we using the influence that he has given us to extend the kingdom on this earth or attempt to destroy it? Are we as women of excellence extending the kingdom of God or are we destroying his kingdom? Many of us tonight, bless the name of Jesus, many women, if you look at them, need an attitude adjustment. And that's what God is saying. Some of us need an attitude adjustment before God can use us effectively in his kingdom. As women, we try to take over everything or a lot of things. We have a lot of women with that type of attitude. Nobody can tell us nothing. We don't listen to nobody because we think we know it all. But God is saying, what is our attitude tonight? Are we using an attitude to build his kingdom or to destroy it? Are we using an attitude to build our homes or destroy it? Are we using an attitude to push our husband or to pull him back? To help our children, hallelujah, or to pull them back? What type of attitude? Are we using our positive attitude in the church or negative to change our generation or not? We sacrifice everything or a lot of things for our kids, our family, and our careers. A lot of women do that. Their whole goal in life is to focus on their children, focus on their family, focus on their career, focus on their marriage. And so we have these type of women, and they leave ourselves undone. We find a lot of women be so busy doing so much things for everybody else that we don't have time for ourselves. And no matter how busy we get, we cannot leave God out. And so you have a lot of people doing, not people, but women doing a lot of things, but God is not in their life the way he should be. We sometimes, as women, get so busy because we have the home, we have the husband, we have a job, we have this and that. We don't have time to pray the way we should. We don't have time to study the Bible the way we should. We work all day, glory be to God, and be so busy that we don't have time. We fall asleep and we're reading or studying the Word of God. Our bodies are all wear out. We have to take time for us. We got to take time out for God. We got to make sacrifices for ourselves so God can use us effectively. Sacrifices must be done for the kingdom of God. He is our source. He is our provider, women, tonight. He is our husband. Yes, we may have a natural husband, but God is saying tonight, don't forget I am also your husband, and I need your attention. He is our father. He is our strength, and he is our keeper. We need to always take time out to look our best. Keep your environment clean and everything about you in an excellent condition. We have women of God today in the body of Christ. You wouldn't want to go into some of their homes, into some of their houses. It looked like it's just unkempt. It's just, everything is just thrown all about. That is not an excellent spirit. Everything about us in our home, out of the home, should represent God. Bless his name. Clean up our environment. Hallelujah. God can't dwell in an unclean environment. And if we say Jesus abides in us and Jesus lives in our home, then we should give him some place that has an excellent condition. We don't think, I don't know how many of us think about this, but I think about this. Even in my room, I say God lives with me in my room, and I want him to be in a place that is clean. Hallelujah. Don't you know that demonic forces are assigned to dirt? Demonic forces are assigned to dirty, filthy, disrupted environment. Don't we know that? Look at the man, the demoniac man that was in the cave. When you have a demon, you go in the cave and you rooting up in the dirt and you making a mess. Anytime you see demonic forces, it deals with messed up places. It deals with unkempt conditions. And so God not only wants us to be women of influence to change a generation, but he's saying everything about us, including where we live, his house, everything about us represents his kingdom. And he talks about our daughters, teaching them how to keep house, teaching them how to clean themselves, teaching them the values of life. And so God is dealing with the whole man, everything about us. No matter how old you are or what society says about us or what limitations they place on us as women, we have to believe in ourselves. And hallelujah tonight, and support each other to help continue to live out our goals and dreams. Like our celestial intercessor, Apostle Effie James told us, we are stronger and better together as women. We need to look out for one another. We need to see ourselves as sisters in the Lord. You understand what God is saying tonight? He said it's time to wake up, daughters of Zion. Time to wake up. Oh, God, to be there for your husband, to be, oh, God, this topic is too much. I don't think I would ever finish this, but he said the daughters of Zion, women of excellence, come up higher into another dimension, another level in the things of the kingdom of God. This pandemic, bless his name, and the wars and the bloodshed and the violence, racism, murder, suicide, injustice, banned on religion, increase of sin and iniquity, lawlessness, hatred, debt, destruction, devastation, the waves and the seas are roaring, earthquakes, tsunamis, tornadoes, hurricanes, all of these natural disasters, Christian going to prison, being killed, persecuted. All that's happening is a sign that all those who have been sleeping spiritually, God is saying, and those who have been playing church, we need to wake up, because the time, glory be to God, tonight is shorter than what we realize. The spirit, hallelujah, tonight, Jesus, the spirit of death is knocking at the door of many in the body of Christ. It's time to get our bodies, houses, homes, ourselves, our souls, our spiritual and natural lives in order. Our prophet, before he died, gave us all the information we need to take care of our bodies and to be prepared during the time of labor and sorrow to live above this one world order. How many know that the one world order is coming into full effect? Hallelujah. Can you see the labor and sorrow that is taking place around every nation? Not just one nation. Every nation in the entire world is going through the time of labor and sorrow. And so we had an apostle that God placed in our midst to teach us how to live. He leaves tapes and books and CDs. We have no excuse, hallelujah, to live above this one world order and to be effective in this last hour as women of God with influence. When Eli, the priest, disobeyed God, God gave Samuel, a child, a warning message for him, telling him to get his house in order or death will come to his house. He didn't obey God. He didn't restrain his son, and him and his daughter-in-law and his sons died the same day. We talk about getting rid of distraction. That is taking attention away from the things of God as women, taking our attention away from prayer and from worship, from studying or reading the word of God, not being in service when we should be. We're finding excuses. The days for complacency, laziness, and excuses are over. Hallelujah, tonight, as far as God is concerned. This is the hour to shake everything loose. God is saying tonight, shake it loose. Whatever had us bound and has us bound, he says, shake it loose. That had my God on tonight. That has us suffocating. Your ministry is suffocating. Your anointing is suffocating. Oh, God, your prayer life is suffocating. Hallelujah, your worship is suffocating. The way you praise is suffocating. Hallelujah, because we're so distracted. We have so much going on. We're being hindered. God is holding us back. Distractions are holding us back and keeping us from moving to the next level. That's stopping us from walking in the power and walking in destiny. It's holding us back from fulfilling our purpose. God is shaking and shifting the churches. Bless his name tonight into the kingdom age. Glory be to God. He's allowing things to happen because he wants our undivided attention, not only as women, but as the body of Christ, as people in general. It is time for us as women of excellence. Bless his name tonight, women of God, to rise up and put up, oh God, put on the whole armor of God on tonight. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 to 18 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God tonight. Jesus, help us tonight. Put on the whole armor, because we wrestle not against flesh. We are not fighting each other. We are not wrestling against blood. Glory be to God, but oh my God, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. He said, put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 11 says that, and verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, glory be to God, again in this evil day, having done all to stand. Verse 14 said, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He said, above all this, bless his name tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. SPIRIT. He's talking about praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Holy Ghost, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And so God is saying, as women tonight, as the people of God, we need to pray for everybody. We need to pray for the government. We need to pray for the nation. We need to pray for the youth. We need to pray for the children. We need to pray for the schools. We need to pray, my God, for the police force. We need to pray for against racism. We need to pray against the evil. 1 Timothy chapter 6, 12 to 13 says, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickened all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good fight. May God release this quickening power tonight. And I'm declaring this tonight over this line. May God release his quickening power, hallelujah, upon us tonight as women, hallelujah, in this last hour. Glory be to God, to make us good witnesses for his kingdom. It's time to witness. It's time to talk about Jesus like never before. It's time to talk about the things of the kingdom, the things of this earth that we are focusing on so much, and education and jobs and all of these things. God said they are fading away. Isaiah chapter 32 from verse 9 says, rise up, ye women that are at ease. He said, hear my voice, ye careless daughters. Give ear unto my speech. Bless his name tonight. Glory to God on tonight. God is saying, rise up. It's time to rise up. Once again, God is speaking to us to rise up because women are at ease. We can see God is depending on us as women to make a difference in this day and in this age. God is speaking to us, and not only women, but men tonight. Men, God is calling you too. Bless his name, but there's something about women and God that has favor with God, that God is depending on us to pray. God is depending on us to make a difference. Glory to God. So he's looking for available vessels. Are we available tonight? Or are we too busy? God is looking for and expecting growth and faithfulness from us, like it's stated in this verse here. Bless his name. This can only happen when we have the right attitude toward the kingdom of God, what pleases him and not ourselves. God has a warning for those that are at ease and complacent in Zion. And I'm getting ready to wrap this up, bless his name, because I cannot finish this tonight. And he says in Amos chapter 6, 1 to 7, he says, woe to them that are at ease in Zion and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations to whom the house of Israel came. Pass ye unto Calneh and see, and from thence go ye to Hamath the great. Then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Be they better than these kingdoms, or their borders greater than your borders? Ye put far off the day of evil, and cause the seat of violence to come near. And so God said, people putting evil, they don't see the evil that's happening right now. And so what he's saying, so violence has come right before our door, as we can see. Verse 4 said, that lie upon these people that are ease and tired, he said, they lie upon the bed of ivory and stretch themselves upon their couches and eat the lambs out of the flock and calves out of the midst of the stall. So these people that are at ease, they got the nice, expensive bed made out of ivory, made out of some kind of oak wood, and they have their couches, that's what the Bible said, and they lay on their couches, and they would watch television and be comfortable, that's what he's saying, and they eat lamb out of the flock. What he said, they eat the best, they get the best, their cupboards are full, their fridge are full, they don't have to worry about anything, bless his name. That chant, verse 5 said, that chant to the son of the viol and invented themselves instrument of music. So what he's saying, they're comfortable listening to music, listening to, my God, playing all type of instrument. Those who believe like music. He said, you're comfortable listening to music, bless his name. And verse 6 said, they drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. And so God is saying to those who are at ease and comfortable and not pursuing him, not running after him, not having a passion, you are at ease tonight. He said, this is what they are doing. They're drinking wine in bowls. They're drinking wine in the best. They're anointing themselves with cheap ointment. And you can look at this as cologne. You're buying all kind of expensive cologne. You're drinking all kind of expensive drink. But you in the Bible said, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. We ain't grieved for what is happening. We ain't grieved for what is going on. We some of us don't check. But God is saying tonight, it's time to wake up. He said, therefore they shall go into captive. They shall go captive with the first that go captive, and the banquet of them that stretch themselves shall be removed. And so I stopped there tonight because God is shutting down all the celebrations through this pandemic. He's shutting down all the things that people used to enjoy, all the wars that are breaking out, all the destruction and the devastation and death that is happening. God said this is a sign that I'm shutting down everything. They're having this big celebration today with this LGBTQ. Hallelujah. They celebrate this Pride Month and all of these things. God is about to judge the nation. And so he sends us, women, rise up and let me use you. Rise up and be available. Rise up and build up your prayer life. Rise up and make yourself available. Rise up tonight. I need you, God is saying. It's a desperate call tonight for women, for men, for people of God to come forth. God says, the master have need of thee on tonight. Oh, bless his name. And so tonight, I'm done with this so far tonight. And we can hear that God is speaking and God is talking, and he's speaking very loudly. He's looking for available vessels. And so tonight, there's a cry from the spirit realm. There's a cry from the spirit of God tonight. Saying, come up higher. Let me use you. And so, women of God tonight, if you hear God and you know God is speaking to you, there's something in your life, God is saying, I need more. You're not where you should be. I am not where I should be. And I'm every day praying and asking God for more. I want to do more. I want to serve more. I want to give more. I want to love more. There is something in our lives God is desiring from us. And so you know, we know we're not where we should be. And so God is saying tonight, come forward and let me use you to make a difference in the world today, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, glory to God. God bless you tonight, woman of God, amen. What a word, what a call to the people of God, glory to God. If you would, glory to God, perhaps there's someone on the line tonight who's ready to make that change, who's ready to heed the call, glory to God, if you would make the appeal on tonight, glory to God, for salvation, and open the door. The door is already open to come in on tonight, glory to God. And then if you would take any prayer requests on tonight, you have the platform.
Bless the name of Jesus on tonight. As we have heard the word of God, God is speaking to each and every one of us tonight. This platform that the Lord has made for his people is available and open to you. You know that you want prayers. You know that you need to go higher. You have a special prayer request. Tonight, we are here to stand in agreement with you. And we believe by standing in agreement, because he said if we touch and agree, we may not be able to touch. But if we are in agreement tonight, hallelujah tonight, I believe that God will manifest the thing that we're standing in agreement for. I believe that he will hear your cry on this night. You can come on over. If there's a burning request tonight, you may come on over at this time.
Praise the Lord. Just as a reminder, people of God, we just want to let you know, if you would like to come forth, just press star six, and come over to the platform sign. Press star six. Praise the Lord. Does not look like there's anyone on the platform, woman of God. Doesn't look like there's anyone tonight, Lord of God, on the platform.
Amen.
anyone tonight for special prayer, anyone tonight, Lord God, as the woman of God has said, just want someone to touch and agree with you on tonight, we are here, Lord to God, we're here on tonight to touch and agree with you, to believe God. Mm-hmm. Amen. So it seems that they're non-profit. So if you want to.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bradley.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And join the speaker. Amen. On tonight. Amen. But we do. Amen. Ask prayer. Amen. For tonight, just for strength. Amen. And strengthen our home, strengthen our body. Praise God. Strengthen my mind. Amen. Things that we. Let me try this. Amen. Things that we went through, family, sickness, amen. Sometimes it drains you, amen. And we're just asking, amen, prayer, amen, tonight for me, my family, amen, that we just continue to stand, as she was saying, the word of God, amen, that we do put on the whole armor of God, amen. And we do want to be a light. We do want to be the child of God, amen. And sometimes, amen, when it seems like your spouse is down, praise God, and not able to do, praise God, the manly thing, amen. Sometimes we do try to step in and be, you know, the honcho or whatever, praise God, not taking over, amen. But sometimes, praise God, just trying to help. But when we look at him, amen, we're seeing, amen, asking the Lord where he is. Where is my husband? Where is my husband?
Mm-hmm.
I want my husband back. Where is my husband? So we're asking prayer to pray for him. Amen. If you just continue to pray for me, praise God, that we stay in the wheel. Stay in the wife wheel. Amen. And just be strong and just, amen, just ask him for strength. Amen. And we do. We thank God tonight for the word. Praise God. If nobody didn't get it, praise God, I must say, man, I was truly blessed. I needed that tonight. Needed that tonight. Thank you so much.
Mm.
Amen, amen. We bless God tonight for you, woman of God, and we're going to take you and your petition before the throne of grace because we believe in prayer, and prayer changes things. And like you were saying, and that is so true, as women, we deal with so much, and it bogged us down, and we deal with so much that, hallelujah, glory to God, it could really hinder a lot of things. It could really weigh down on your body and your spirit, glory be to God, because we are called to be carriers. We're called to bring forth. We're called to birth. And, you know, when you're in a burden position, that's a lot of pain. That's a lot of stress on your body. And so tonight, you could lose strength. And so tonight, Father, as we lift this woman of God up unto you tonight, we come to you, God, humbly as we know how. There is not another God that we can turn to. And so, God, as we lift her up tonight, we release your presence tonight over this life. Release your power, God, to make a difference over this life. Tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, as we lift her up along with her family, God, bless his name to release strength. We declare strength tonight over this life. To every other woman that is listening that needs strength on tonight, we declare strength in your body, strength in your mind, strength in your spirit on tonight. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for moving not by power nor by might, but by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
You said, let the world say that I'm strong and the poor tonight say that I am rich. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ who gave us the strength. And so, God, be the people of God, the body of Christ, come to you, God. Release angels, hallelujah, from the portals of glory. Glory be to God tonight, the flaming swords of fire that is ready to fight against the prince of the power of the air that is on an assignment to weaken the body of Christ. Hallelujah tonight. We declare, God, in the name of Jesus, that the gifts and calling on her life, God, would be manifested even more in this hour. We declare
declare, God, in the name of Jesus, that you've called her out to make a difference in the world. We declare, God, my God, strength, God, oh, Shamandoro, the host higher, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving and shifting things in our favor on tonight. What the devil meant for bad, God, we declare that you're turning it around for good. I declare tonight on, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, that you're moving every hindrance, God, every stumbling block, oh God, every giant that is standing in her way, every giant that is standing in the way of her ministry and her family, we command, oh God, that you would cut the head of that giant off on tonight. Every wall erected by the enemy, glory to God, that keep her, God, stagnated and stuck. Right now we command it to move. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now for releasing the blessings of the Lord that makes one rich and added no sorrow to it. In the name of Jesus, we bind the will of Satan on tonight. We bind the work of darkness on tonight, and we bring his work to naught. In the name of Jesus, we come up against God, the strong man. We bind the strong man of depression and oppression. We bind the strong man of stagnation. We go shamando rabashaya. Every go koshebendi roshanda that was sent, God, oh shamanda, on an assignment tonight. Every witch and warlock that was sent on an assignment tonight. We release the blood of Jesus against you. We release the power of God against you. In the name of Jesus, we want to thank you, God, for moving in this family, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for uprooting, annihilating, God, in the name of Jesus, the force of the enemy. We praise you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are pushing her, oh God, into her destiny, into purpose. Glory be to God, and no weapon formed against her and her family, God, shall prosper. No weapon formed against her ministry shall prosper. We declare tonight, as we stand in agreement, whatever she asks for and pray for, it shall not be denied. We declare tonight that the request is being made known unto you. Now, God, we expect you to move. We expect manifestation. We expect deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in her mind, in her body, in her soul. Hallelujah, God, in her family, God. In Namashandor of a host. Oh God, those who are dealing with husbands tonight, glory to God, give them strength tonight. Whatever that family issue is tonight, we place that issue at the foot of the cross. We place this issue on the altar tonight, in the name of Jesus, and we sacrifice this issue tonight. We put it to death tonight. The woman with the issue of blood had to touch you. We touch you tonight, God, that every issue that was said, every issue that is a problem, we cancel it tonight. In the Nika Shandor of Ahosa, we declare victory. We declare, go Shamnat of Ahaya, liberty, God. We declare freedom in the realm of the spirit tonight. Move, God, every terror assignment that is, oh God, been sent against her life. God, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Every satanic mirror and altar with her name and her family name on it, we cancel it now tonight in the name of Jesus. We declare that the Holy Ghost and the fire of God will burn, God, and cleanse, hallelujah, and destroy everything that was sent. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
And God, we can't God, I give you. Thank you for the victory tonight. In can't the victory in her life tonight. And God, you're taking her on another level because of her desire tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, God. Push her into another dimension tonight. Oh, glory to God that there's a shift in her family. Thank you for the paradigm shift, God, in her ministry. The shift, God, in her mind. The shift in her body. And we declare, God, by the strength of Jesus Christ, our body is healed tonight. By the strength of Jesus Christ, he said, you're healed tonight. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet, God says that you're healed tonight. God says that you're healed tonight. And I stand in agreement that your body is going to line up. Hallelujah. We release strain in your body, in your limbs, in your joints. Glory be to God.
Jesus,
in your
hallelujah.
We declare strain tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, Shaman, the God, be strained. We need virtue tonight. Oh, Shaman. We need power to heal now, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Oh, God, we praise you for the victory. We thank you, Lord,
thank
God, for fixing
it right.
We call it done by the power that is in the name of Jesus.
And we
thank you, God, for moving and doing it and fixing it,
Jesus,
for your daughter tonight. All glory to Jesus. All glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus tonight.
Jesus.
Glory to Jesus tonight. You have the victory, woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
You have the victory tonight in the name of Jesus. For God has heard your cry.
Mm.
He said,
thank
I
you,
have the voice of your supplication. And he's even as we come together to sign an agreement, God said, I'm going to move my hand. I'm going to move on your behalf because I find you faithful. I find you willing and obedient. And this is the time and the season I'm going to blow your mind. I'm going to turn things around in your favor, said the Lord. For you have found favor with me and favor with men. Glory be to God. Oh, Shaman, he said, I'm going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. And there will not be room enough to receive it. And everything that was stolen, God said, I'm getting ready to replace it. I'm getting ready to restore it. There's restitution coming to your life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in every area. Glory be to God. And so God bless you tonight. And God keep strengthening you and your household. For you are covered with the blood of God. And no weapon formed against you shall cause Holy Ghost fire tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, woman of God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Fresh anointing. God says, come put a fresh anointing over your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come put oil upon you in this last hour. Hallelujah.
Thank
do
you,
great
Jesus.
Fight for his kingdom. Bless us. Oh,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, God.
Jesus.
Ooh, God, tell me to tell you, you are the apple of his eye. You're special in the eyes of God. Oh, Master. Ooh, you have favor with God and with man. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, mighty God. Ooh, yes, Lord, bless your name. Ooh, bless your name,
thank
God.
Yeah.
For the battle is already won. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hey, God, thank you.
Jesus.
Oh, yes, God, thank you. Thank you for the victory in your life, God. In your family, God. Give it a soul of mine and a body.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Anyone.
Ooh,
anyone.
Ooh, Shabbat.
Glory
to God. You don't know about who shunned it, yes, God. Woo! Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Yes, Lord. Woo! Jesus, yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God, there's no one else on the platform. Amen, Jesus. But we just give God thanks and we give God praise for this word on tonight. Glory to God, this word, glory to God, to just usher us right on in to his presence. Amen, and we thank God on tonight, truly. This word has come and shown a light on each and every one of us right where we are. God has need of us, for he's given us the power, glory to God, the power, the ability to, glory to God, to promote the power of influence, positive influence in our homes, in our schools, in our nations, wherever we are, we have the power. Glory to God, to promote positive influence. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God tonight for the woman in the Bible. She showed us how the Lord instrumentally used these women, for his plan and for his purpose. And we saw the outcome. Amen. Glory to God. We saw the outcome. But people of God, there's a story that has not been written. When we really yield ourselves unto the Lord, when we really yield ourselves unto his mighty hand, we will see the Lord do great exploits, And I tell you again, the story of your life has not been written. But we bless the Lord tonight. We give God thanks because we know that the Lord is looking for women, Lord God, women to use in this kingdom work, in this kingdom assignment. Amen. It's an assignment. He's looking for women to use, Lord God, and we would that you would say yes unto the Lord, each and every one of us, each and every one of us, that we would say yes unto the Lord. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight again. We know that you've been taking notes. Glory to God. But listen, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast. It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you anything. All you need to do is text us. Text us, and we will get this copy out to you as quickly as we possibly can. So we thank God tonight, amen, that you can, amen. There's several ways that can get this message. You can text us. We'll send it directly to your phone. We'll send a link directly to your phone. And the first number that you can text on tonight is 229-529-0914. And again, that's 229-529-0914. Glory to God. And the next number is 912-257-3918. 912-257-3918. Also, don't forget, people of God, you can certainly go out to our PNN Facebook page. There we house all of our broadcasts. And you can just go right down the timeline. Anyone that you would like to hear, you can just click and hear. So if you are not able to text us, certainly go out to our PNN page, or you can go out to our ReArk prayer group, the new ReArk prayer group 52. You can certainly go out to that page, for it is also posted there as well. If you do not have Facebook, you can Google, go out and Google Prayer News Network, and it will bring you to all of our broadcasts there. And for those of you that like podcasts, you're able to access podcasts there as well. But we give God thanks again. We give God praise. People of God, listen, we want you to come on back. The woman of God will be with us on tomorrow night. Glory to God, if we want you to come, we want you to hear what thus says the Lord. Truly, the Lord is preparing us. Truly, the Lord is making us. So, prophetess, God bless you tonight. We thank God for you. Thank you for availing yourself. We have a dedicated speaker, unless the Lord says otherwise. And don't forget, on Friday night, we have a dedicated speaker, amen, a teacher. So we bless God tonight for you, woman of God, for this word. We pray on tonight. Father, we give you thanks again. Now we give you praise. We thank you for all that you've said. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for breathing upon us. Thank you for making us anew. We thank you on tonight for going into the recesses of our minds, oh God, that you've shined your light upon us and caused us to see and caused us to know, glory to God, who you're looking for, what you're looking for in this hour. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the whole loaf on this precious night. We thank you on tonight for what you're going to do. Having heard this word, we're thanking you tonight for manifestation. We're thanking you for power now in the precious name of Jesus. And we're asking you, glory to God, we're asking that you look upon your maidservant now. Look upon the woman of God, even now in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you would look favorably upon her in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would move for her. Move in a mighty way, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you now, glory to God, that you would breathe upon her. Glory to God. Breathe, hallelujah, virtue into her being, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Breathe upon her, Father. Glory to God. Strengthen her now, even so, for the days ahead, for the years ahead. We're asking that you would strengthen your servant now in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you would bless her. Bless her going out. Bless
her coming in, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to shine your glory light upon her. We're asking you on this night, oh God, to move for her in a mighty way. We pray, oh glory, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would hide her now. We're asking that you would keep her. Keep her from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thanking you for your word that you placed in our belly. We thank you on tonight. We glorify, we honor you now. In thy precious name, Jesus, we do pray. Glory to God in every heart tonight. Say amen. Glory to God. Amen on tonight. Glory to God. We thank the Lord again on tonight. Glory to God. We thank you, people of God. Thank you, each and every one, for being with us on tonight. Glory be to God. Again, we want to invite you to come on back out tomorrow night. The woman of God will be with us, glory to God, on tomorrow night. But we thank you for your attention. We thank you for your time. We know that the hour is drawing late. Glory to God. So now we're going to turn the platform back over to the woman of God, glory to God, for final remarks and for the dismissal on tonight. God bless you, woman of God. You have the platform.
Amen, amen. And as we close, just a couple of questions I want to ask before I close. And the questions are to us as women, whose lives are we impacting? Is our lifestyle as women of God making a difference? Are we using the power of influence to make positive changes in the lives of others? Do we as women live that life that exemplifies holiness? Does our character and attitude depict holiness? What influence do we have in our neighborhoods, on our jobs, in ministry, in our homes, in our marriages, the lives of our kids and husbands, the lives of the youth and society at large? We as women of God have the power to bring changes no matter where we are or who we are. We have the power and influence to build or break down, to plant or pluck up that which is planted, to make positive or negative changes in the lives of others. Proverbs 14 and 1 says, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucked it down with her hands. So God has given us the power of influence to do whatever it takes to make a difference in the lives of those around us and wherever we go. And tonight, they're just questions that the Lord had been asking me, and I write them down. And so I put them out there tonight. And so tonight, God is really depending on us. I know he's called men to lead. I know he's called men to the forefront. And I know men is the head. But God is talking to us as women, because there's something about God in women, especially when we pray and we travail. It's different from a man, and that touches the heart of God. And so God is saying tonight, come before me broken, come before me with a travailing, mourning spirit, cry out unto me, because the master, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, glory to Jesus, yes, the master of need of thee. God is looking for available vessels that don't mind making a sacrifice from their busy lifestyles and busy schedule to get before him. And so let us turn to the Lord. Let us draw closer to the Lord. Let us make ourselves available and watch and see whose lives are going to change, whose lives are going to be different because of our lives and because of our influence tonight. And so, Father, we give you thanks and praise tonight. We glorify you, God, for this line tonight, for Evangelist Bradley and PNN and the Prayer Warriors and all of those who come together to make this happen. We declare tonight, God, that your spirit is moving and breathing upon this line, and that it's going to grow and from grace to grace and from glory to glory. We thank you, God, for every nation represented here, every person represented here, every home represented here tonight, every leader represented here tonight of influence tonight, oh God. I pray, God, that you would release the power of influence over our lives to make a positive change in this last hour. I pray tonight, oh God, that our lives will be transformed by your word, because your word, hallelujah, tonight is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And so, God, continue to enlighten us and educate us, because knowledge is power.
that we may make a difference in a world that is lost without hope. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we seal every word, we seal every declaration, and we cover each and every one of us in our homes, our vehicles, workplaces, wherever we do and wherever we go, with the blood of Jesus tonight, and we say amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. Again, we want to invite you to come on back tomorrow night. Glory to God, the woman of God will be with us. Come back ready to hear what the Lord has to say to each and every one of us. God bless you tonight. We thank you for your time and for your attention and the blessings of the Lord, as the woman has declared, be within every one of you. God bless.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.